Suhuf Ibrahim, the word Kitab and Suhuf are differently used. And as far as my study is concerned, I'll tell you a few things about it. Please sit down. The fact is that people have divided opinion, the scholars have divided opinion about Hazrat Ibrahim's position among prophets, whether he was a lawbringer or he was not a lawbringer. There are some verses, or at least one verse we know, which tends to inform us that he was not a lawbringer, but he happened to be on the law of the previous prophet, Hazrat Nuh. Yet, in other verses, the Holy Quran manifestly makes it clear that though there are many who followed Ibrahim and his sunnah and his tradition and his word and things, so it makes an impression that he was a lawbringer. So to solve this dilemma, I further investigated, and I have come to a conclusion myself that part of Hazrat Ibrahim's life was as a follower prophet of the earlier prophet, Hazrat Nuh. And he was not revealed any law unto himself. And in the latter part, and the most of the life he led later on, he was given law by Allah for himself, and from then on, people followed him. Because in the references we find among his progeny, for instance, Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam tells us that I am going to act according to the law of my the path. I am going to tread the path of my father and the first father and Abraham. And Sunnat-e-Ibrahimi is also a well-known phrase. Millat also Sunnat-e-Ibrahimi, Millat-e-Ibrahim, and so on. So all these indicate that he was also a lawbringer. So the enigma got solved when I looked at the age of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, why the age of Hazrat Nuh was mentioned in the Holy Quran. And that age was 950 years. Now we know it was not his personal age, it was the age of his Sharia. After 950 years, that Sharia was definitely cancelled. Otherwise, Allah must have mentioned some more years to it. And we know that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born, roughly speaking, according to the available evidence, during and nearly at 900 years after Hazrat Nuh. And he lived much longer. But he reached maturity and the age of prophethood within the period when the Sharia of Hazrat Nuh was not yet cancelled out. So within 50 years, he was bound to follow the previous Sharia, if Allah had not revealed it to him. Now when 50 years passed, that is 950 years got completed, after that if a new law was not revealed, the old law had been cancelled out, what could he follow then? So obviously from the Holy Quran, this is proved that after 50 years from the birth of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a new law was definitely revealed to him. And that is the law which we find mention of in many verses of the Holy Quran. And the mention where he is known to have followed min Shiyatihi Ibrahim, from among the followers of Nuh was Ibrahim. That is true, because in the early time he was born among the followers of Hazrat Nuh and remained a follower of Hazrat Nuh till about 50 years of his age.